Dreamscape presents My Mostly Secret Baby by Penelope Bloom, narrated by Benjamin D. Walker and Veronica Landon.
1. Damon. New York City was exactly the kind of cold I liked this time of year. Dreary, quiet, and with just the slightest touch of depressing. People were too busy clutching their arms around themselves and ducking their heads against the breeze to bother me. No strangers in line at the coffee shop were shooting pairs of finger guns at me while suggesting I smile. The thought of walking around the streets of New York with a fucking smile on my face was ridiculous. Very few things in this world made me smile, and one of those was a secret I'd take to my grave. No, I preferred to get shit done. Speaking of which, I took an annoyed glance at the Rolex on my wrist and stepped out of the car. After a second thought, I leaned back in the car window and told my driver to circle back in 30 minutes. Hopefully that was all the time it'd take to track down my younger brother Chris and drag him to the meeting. If I knew my brother, unfortunately, I did, he'd be somewhere around where I told him to meet me, but not quite there. He'd also probably be doing something stupid instead of sitting and waiting like a normal human being. I swore. He was one of 30 professional athletes I personally represented for my agency, but he was at least 90% of the work I did on a daily basis. My little brother was what you'd get if you took the energy and libido of a poorly behaved middle schooler, the sense of humor of an old man, the temperament of that pissed-off goose who bites kids at the pond, and put it all in the body of a professional athlete. I was supposed to meet him outside the Marriott 5 minutes ago. Of course, there was no sign of him out front, so I had to resort to wandering the sidewalk to see if he'd been distracted by a vendor selling balloons or maybe a hot dog stand. Once, we'd been doing a photo shoot at a museum, and I eventually found him in the kids' room organizing some sort of Hot Wheels race between a bunch of toddlers. That was Chris. High energy and high fucking stress for me. Some of the top athletes from around the world were meeting here to discuss potentially joining Team USA for next year's Olympics. Ever since I'd started representing my brother as his agent, I'd known I wanted to leave my mark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?